Hello? Hello? Hi. Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Chaya with Family First Call returning a phone call.
Yes. Now, I called the state, okay? They're going to prove them to come home, but I can't support them without working. I called the state up. They said it takes like 3 months.
Yeah. Hi. So, in order to start the application for the home care services, the services does take about like 30 to 90 days, depending on how everything goes smoothly.
Well, I'm going to call the social worker and have them assess them in there.
So, there are a bunch of steps in order to get approved for the like the home care.
Right, but I can't just take them home with no money.
Sorry, what?
I can't quit my job and then not get paid for it.
Okay, let's back up a little bit because I don't think we did like a little bit of a welcome call, so I'm just confused.
All right. I'm going to get paid for watching him. He needs 24-hour care.
Right.
I'm going to do 16
right?
hours. My daughter, yeah, 8 hours. But how do we get this approved fast?
How do you get him approved so fast?
For home care services.
Right, so it takes like 30 to 90 days in order for the whole process to settle, depending on each case. So I cannot tell you like an exact date.
Well, could I get him assessed in the nursing home before he comes home?
Yeah, so we can start the process while he's in the nursing home for sure, yeah.
Well, how do we do this?
So let me tell you the first step is I just want to confirm with you he does not make more than $2,900 a month.
No, he only makes like $950 a month, $1,000.
Okay, fine. So he financially probably should be eligible. First step is first is you have to schedule an assessment with the broker. Do you want me to text you the broker's number?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm texting it to you now.
And what do I set?
Give them a call. You're going to press like one for English, then like one for like new applicant, and you're going to schedule your first assessment. They'll know what you're talking about. They're going to ask for some information. Then they're going to give you a date and time for when that assessment is, okay?
Well, I want to let the social worker go in there and let them write all the paperwork. I don't know his information.
This assessment, it's not going to be, it's going to be like his address, his name, his phone number, like that information.
Right. He's in a nursing home.
Okay, so you'll tell that to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to text that to you now. As soon as you have a date and time for when your assessment is, text that back to me so that I can follow up with you after the assessment to tell you what the next step is, okay?
And what's the next step after that?
The next step is going to be like another assessment, a different type of assessment, and then there's going to be some financials. I'll guide you through step by step with what's needed. Though when the broker comes down, this first broker, they're going to give you a form to fill out by his primary doctor. Now, I know that sometimes can be difficult getting down to the doctor. I can schedule where one of our telehealth people will call you. They could speak to you. They don't need to speak to him and do that with you. Do you want me to schedule that for you so you don't have to...
Let them do it while he's in a nursing home.
I understand, but these forms have to be done through this county's way. So I can schedule for that. They can call you, and then instead of you bringing him down to the doctor and sending that to the county.
I'm getting all overwhelmed with this stuff. Like,
okay.
They said the nursing home, let the social worker do all that.
Okay, the social worker can definitely help out, but, you know, these steps need to be done for the home care services.
And what do I tell them?
Tell who?
To call the broker up?
To call that number that I just texted you, you just schedule your first assessment. You're going to press 1 for new applicant, and then somebody's going to answer and talk to you, and she'll ask you questions, and you'll answer. And then she'll give you a date and time for when that is. Okay?
Mom! Papa.
And then for this form, I can schedule for that. The telehealth people can call you, so instead of you going down and having to deal with it that way.
Yeah, I don't want to go down. I'm just so overwhelmed right now. I thought it would be an easy switch, me do the home care. I can't work outside now when he's coming home and with no money and put us all on the street.
Yeah,
come on.
It does take, it's a process. I'm going to tell you it is a process, but if we're on top of it, it could be done. But it is a process.
Yeah, but we can't be without money for 3 months. We need to expedite this shit.
I understand, but it's...
Someone said the nursing home could switch it over to home care waiver.
Right. we can do that, but that's what we're doing. But it is a process. It's not just a 1 week switch.
All right. Well, let me call the social worker and talk to her. Could you call me back in 2 hours?
Sure.
I'm ready to sleep. I swear to God.
It's okay. You can give me a call back.
Now, what about his check? How long does it take for him to get his check back from the state?
That's not me. I don't know.
Well, we'll handle that.
I don't know.
You know? Hello?
Yeah, I don't know anything regarding his check. That I cannot tell you.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you want me to give you a call back tomorrow?
Yeah, please. Thank you.